You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Welcome to March 4 on this Thursday of the week of Lent 2. Our scripture reading today for this devotion is in Jeremiah 4, beginning in verse 9. In that day, declares the Lord, courage shall fail both king and officials. The priests shall be appalled, and the prophets astounded. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, surely you have utterly deceived this people and Jerusalem, saying, It shall be well with you, whereas the sword has reached their very life. The word of the Lord. There is a reason that Jeremiah is called the weeping prophet. And in chapter 4, the alarm has been sounded, the shofar or trumpet has been blown, the approaching danger of destruction and desolation is urgent, and Jeremiah tells the people of Judah that it is time to put on sackcloth for mourning. As we read elsewhere in the scriptures, periods of mourning and lament are marked by the wearing of sackcloth and the use of ashes, particularly on the forehead. When we enter into the season of Lent, a season of repentance, confession, and lament, we begin by placing ashes on our foreheads during Ash Wednesday. Jeremiah's lamenting and wailing for the Lord's judgment should be on our minds throughout this season. Instead, as Jeremiah sadly prophesies, all of the leaders who were leading the people astray, including the king, officials, priests, and prophets, would be overcome with terror and helplessness at the sight of the destruction. And while to some the invasion would look like one motivated by political and military considerations involving the Babylonian king, Nebuchadnezzar, Jeremiah makes it very clear that it was actually God's fierce anger that was the real cause of the coming destruction. Why did the leaders, even the spiritual ones, not heed Jeremiah's word from the Lord? Jeremiah told the people to go ahead and start mourning because the outcome was certain, and yet the people were shocked when the destruction actually happened as Jeremiah prophesied. Verse 10 gives us insight into this. Did the Lord actually deceive the people of Judah about his judgment? The answer is obviously no, as we read so many prophets in the scriptures warning the people of the imminent destruction. However, as we see often in Jeremiah, the people are often deceived by false prophets, claiming to speak on behalf of the Lord. These false prophets had assured the people often that everything was all right, saying, All will be well with you, or Peace will be with you. And unfortunately, the people listened to them. Jeremiah then gives an agonizing response, with verses 19 through 22 often called the cross of Jeremiah, because they reveal his personal anguish for having to announce the doom of his people. It must certainly be a burden to prophesy on behalf of the Lord. And Jeremiah takes up this cross because of his love for his people. Jeremiah prophesies about the aftermath of the Lord's judgment, and it is a bleak image indeed, one of devastation and ruin. And the words parallel Genesis 1 in the beginning, with destruction as the opposite of creation. The people respond by accusing him of treason, for his harsh messages of condemnation. In today's landscape, we too are fraught with so-called prophets and other leaders who speak deceptive words of peace and prosperity in our ears. They tell us who will win elections. They give us a false sense of security, telling us that we have a special relationship with the Lord that places his judgment outside of us, to those wicked people out there. But Paul's words in Romans assure us that even the people of God can be foolish. Even we can be God's chosen people and not follow his ways. Our sin will be judged too. Thankfully, however, as we read in John today, the very one who has the authority to judge also is the one to resurrect us out of the ashes, to give us new life, to be the word of the Lord who speaks peace into our world. And he invites us into a relationship with him, an invitation that has no need of weeping, wailing, or lament. Let us pray. Almighty Father, help us to hear and see the truths that you are revealing to us, that we may not be deceived by any other promises of peace than those from your Son, our Lord. Amen. And for a Lenten response today, this is what I have to say. Grief and loss are familiar in these days. Pain, injustice, and suffering are knocking at our doors in ways we cannot ignore. The scriptures show us a way to meet this deep need and suffering through the practice of lament. And so I invite you today to pray out loud a psalm of lament. There are many, and they are listed in this devotion if you find a print version or find it online. Pray aloud a psalm of lament, and then allow these prayers to become your own.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.